Good day, Australia. Paige Estrutori here, presenting your daily financial services news wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online, serving you the freshest news on insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. Let's dive into the stories from today, Wednesday, March 20th, 2024. Starting with the insurance sector, it's time to shape its own future, insists APRA's Executive Director, Sean Carmody. Speaking from a conference in Sydney, Carmody emphasized the insurance industry's importance in tackling severe weather and bridging protection gaps. Ideas were floated, like expanding the Disaster Ready Fund and incorporating National Emergency Management Agency actions. Crucially, he called for transparency in insurance policies, premiums, and the effects of mitigation efforts, underlining the pivotal role of clear communication in fostering resilience and trust. Australia's insurers, it appears, have been given a directive: up the transparency and foster a firm foundation of trust to ensure a robust future for both the industry and its clients. Switching gears to monetary policies, here's some news from the Reserve Bank of Australia. They've kept the cash rate steady at 4.35%, and interestingly, this may hint at a break in monetary tightening. While goods inflation may be easing, persistently high services inflation continues, propelled by domestic demand and costs. The labor market, though strong, is expected to normalize in line with slower wage growth, helping to hit those crucial inflation targets. Experts perceive a dovish tinge in RBA's outlook, with inflation and labor market results likely to be the main determinants in future policy moves. Forecast projections aim for inflation to return to the 2-3% target by 2025. Now on to superannuation, where Australian Super and TAL are making waves with an innovative lifetime income product. Designed to ensure a consistent income for retirees and potentially enhancing age pension benefits, this strategic partnership promises to enhance financial stability in retirement. The shift reveals a growing industry trend towards flexible and secure retirement funding, pushing continuous innovation for the benefit of our seniors. In more retirement news, we're seeing a shift in the self-managed superannuation funds, or SMSFs. New data from EUZX shows more people, especially Gen Xers and millennials, are turning to financial advisors for help in managing their SMSFs. A notable 4% increase was seen in new accounts, suggesting the younger generation values professional guidance and technology for better fund management, especially during market fluctuations. That's all for today on your daily financial services news wrap. You can find more on these stories and other industry news on our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. Continue to stay informed, stay savvy, and let me, Paige Estrutori, keep you updated in shaping your financial tomorrow right here on Financial Services Online.